USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing lots of wind and rain to Florida as it makes its way along the western coast of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis reiterates some storm safety guidance.
There are reports of flooded roads and trees down. Don't drive your vehicle into standing water. As little as 12 inches of fast-moving water can carry away a small vehicle. Be aware of fallen or hanging power lines. Don't approach or touch the power line.
Over 535 defendants across nearly 50 states have been charged in the 6 months since the January 6 breach of the Capitol building. That's according to the Department of Justice. That includes 495 defendants who have been charged with entering or remaining in a restricted federal building or grounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
President Biden is meeting with officials from the top federal agencies on Wednesday to discuss strategies for dealing with ransomware attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is meeting with leaders from the Departments of State, Justice, Homeland Security, and the intelligence community. Psaki saying ransomware will be one of the main topics of discussion. A former police captain wins a Democratic primary in New York City's mayoral race.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Please help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Ohio is the latest state to send law enforcement to the Texas-Mexico border as part of a plan to slow a surge in illegal immigration. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers will help with border surveillance. They're set to arrive in Texas later this week and will stay for 2 weeks. This comes as we await the number of illegal crossings in June, which are expected to be just as high as the previous month since President Biden took office. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase. And what I can say in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window. There's no females out here, there's no children out here, and there are absolutely no family units out in this way. It's all mostly single males that are traveling in groups. It's unacceptable. No one here should be afraid of, you know, having their kids play in their yard or riding their bikes down the street. And none of my neighbors should be fearful of going out to water their plants in the morning or the evening and being able to sleep at night.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.